you only know of the George Bernard Shaw play Pygmalion as the source material for the musical My Fair Lady, you really don't know the work. Pygmalion is a biting, funny, social satire about women's rights and class distinctions. The production of the Shaw play, which is at Williamstown Theater Festival through Saturday, is a revelation. Yes, there are a couple of times, like when Henry Higgins says of Eliza, "I've grown accustomed to her face." You expect him to burst into song. However, the play is not a romantic vehicle, as is the musical and the film. Henry Higgins is a linguist expert who takes in Eliza Doolittle, a poor little flower girl, on a bet, converts her to a lady. By removing her Cockney accent and teaching her to speak in an upper-class fashion, she's accepted in high society as a lady. The problem is once Eliza becomes refined, she realizes she cannot return to her lower-class roots. And because her conversion to sophistication is only superficial, she is aware she will not fit into a world of wealth and privilege. One solution is to marry into the upper class, which Shaw eagerly points out is merely another form of prostitution. As Eliza, Heather Lynn makes a wonderful journey from street-smart young girl to a strong woman. Lynn has a wonderful scene in which she speaks like a lady while thinking like a flower girl. It's funny, but also signals her self-confidence and sense of self that she later displays in the final scene as she finds her power over Higgins. Lynn is a joy as Eliza. However, this production belongs to Robert Sean Leonard, who plays Higgins as an emotionally stunted man-boy. Leonard is wonderful as he shows his bewilderment with the demands others make on him in the name of good behavior. He is perfectly honest when he wonders why Eliza would be hurt by his bad behavior, since he behaves badly with everyone else. It's a smartly drawn portrait of an individual who represents those who are granted power and privilege simply as a birthright. It's all played on a beautiful set designed by Alexander Dodge and made lovely with costumes by Gabrielle Berry. You might not leave the main stage of Williamstown Theater Festival singing any songs, but you will leave singing the praises of a superior production of a 100-year-old play. Pygmalion is at Williamstown Theater Festival in Williamstown, Mass. Through Sunday. For tickets and information, call 413-597-3400 or go to WTFFestival.org. This is Bob Geffert for Detroit Record.